This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. I guess it's not officially fall, but that was sort of the, you know, summer's last hurrah, the whole Labor Day thing. A lot of people back in school now, finally. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll get a full day of school today, Vinny. Right now, though, it's 6:40, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought, Fremont Bank, that is, bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right. Here's what's happening. I want to begin by telling you it is less than 2 months until we vote. If you're not registered, you still have time, so you might want to look into that. The deadline to register to vote online is October 19th, and our election day this year is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Hey, why'd I lose you guys?
I don't know. What happened?
Can you see me?
Nope.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, now you're back. There we go.
All right.
All right.
Hello. Hello, Vincent.
All right. So there is your voting information, everyone.
Have you noticed that on Instagram? I'm sure on other social media as well. When you first open it up every day, there's a big thing that says click here for information on how to vote by mail or to get registered. And I'm like, that is great.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, but I'm aware Facebook realizes they have quite the PR issue going on. Mm. In fact, I have a story about that, but it's not coming up this break. But they're doing experiments to figure out just how much of an impact they have on the elections, as they've been branded someone who
screwed things up.
Yeah. So I mean, I on one hand you go, it's. You can't help based on those movies that were put out. What was that thing called?
Social Network?
No, no, no. The one that was about the election and how it was basically ruined or
it's
manipulated.
A great hack.
That. Yep. That movie basically, you know, told everyone this is what happened and you were part of it. Way to go.
Yeah.
So,
great job.
They've got the PR problem. They might as well figure out if they really are responsible, right? I mean,
sure.
It's one of those things where you go
check into it.
If you're going to call me that, I at least want to know if it's true.
I'm sure if they find out that they're totally responsible, we'll never know.
Right.
Oopsie.
Anyway, that's the info on the vote, though. That's, I thought, important for you to know. We're less than 2 months away from another election season.
Rock the vote.
All right. So you may have gone outside and noticed it's a little smoky. The California fire season is the biggest yet, and it's still early in the season. Mm. I know we've got coronavirus going, and then these fires start, and suddenly the coronavirus, at least for me, because I had to run for it, dropped back a little bit in my
priorities list.
Right, on my list of important things. But right now, three of the four largest fires in California history are all burning at the same time. 2.3 million acres have already burned this year, and we're not done. So anyway, the article in the Merck talks about, here are some reasons why this year is particularly bad, and of course a dry winter is one of the reasons we did not get anywhere near the rain we've had in previous seasons. I think the year before we were 161% of our, you know, rains. And yeah. then, yeah, last year we were 54%. So
yikes.
It wasn't the worst drought year we've had, but it wasn't great either. Anyway, they also say the forests have overgrown to the point where this is normal. In fact, they talk about how this used to be the normal way before humans were around. This is yeah. lightning strikes would clear a forest and then it would, you know, restart from there. So right. this is very normal in terms of I'm not someone who's I'm very much for the environment, and I do believe in climate change, and I'm scared of it, and it's a thing. But I also think we got to manage our forests. Mm. Last month, California and the U.S. Forest Service signed an agreement to thin up 1 million acres a year using logging and controlled burns. But that signing was last month. So I guess they had planned to get started on that soon.
Right.
It's just unfortunate that in the process, we find ourselves with the most unusual freak summer lightning storm ever.
Right.
And so that's what started a lot of this. They do say most of the fires happening right now are 80% are human set. And that includes the PG&E situation because of the electricity malfunctions or whatever. But like this recent fire that was set, let me find it here.
Mm-mm-mm. Wait, some of the ones that are burning now?
The El Dorado fire that just started over the weekend was set by a pyrotechnic device at a gender reveal party.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
No, you didn't hear that in the news, huh?
No.
A smoke
that is
generating.
So awful.
Yeah, a smoke generating pyrotechnic device used at a party sparked the El Dorado fire, and there's some surveillance footage that shows them walk into this field. This family walk into this field, and then it shows them trying to pour water on the thing and before they take off and run for it.
Oh my God.
That fire has caused evacuations and is only at 17% contain. And of course, video captured the whole thing. So,
of course, because you're capturing your gender reveal, and then right. I mean, you're just trying to have some fun, but you're an idiot, so it's a bad combo.
The fire captain on the scene says it's tragedy. It's sad. They were hoping to remember the day in a different way, but instead they started a fire and have caused all of this trouble.
Is that kid and cursed or what?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know their neighbors don't like them because their neighbors have all had to run for it thanks to them. So anyway, and they're also going to have to pay probably. They'll they can't pay anything near what it actually costs, but whatever, some kind of fine will happen. Also, if you hadn't heard, the Mammoth Pool fire, this was a weird one. They had to evacuate over 200 people from this campsite in the middle of the night because this fire just became a thing. It's the Mammoth Pools are northeast of Fresno. But I guess that's where people in the area go camping, and it's probably normally a great time, unless it's fire season, and then you have to be evacuated.
And you're saying that one is also a man-made one?
I don't know the cause of that one, no. Okay. I do know, though, that I had to look it up because I've been to Mammoth, and it's a great place to ski and snowboard, but I don't know the Mammoth Pools at all. I'd never heard of them, so this is...
It's just... Delightful.
Yeah, it does. I mean, during a heat wave, are you kidding? And speaking of the heat wave, the heat wave has passed, everyone. So you can expect a much milder week ahead. That's the good news.
Thank goodness.
At my house, it was triple digits.
That's pretty much, I mean, was anybody lucky enough to stay in doubles? I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe San Francisco. Did San Francisco hit 100?
I bet it did.
I bet it did too. I don't know how it could have escaped it. It was just oppressive. This weekend
story about Facebook. So here's one of the things that they're saying. And I don't know how this is going to work if you're going to be randomly chosen. If you have a Facebook account, And you know that, you know, this is one of the things they do is they're mining your data. And that's, we found out the hard way.
Who knew that it could matter? I'm like, who cares? Learn away. There's nothing up there.
I'm so freaking naive. I've gotten better, though. I've learned.
Yeah,
I have learned. Anyway, they are going to, Facebook is going to start paying people to deactivate their Facebook and Instagram accounts for 1 to 6 weeks leading up to the election in November. They're going to offer between $10 and $20 a week to deactivate your account. So you could get up to $120 if they ask you to be part of this.
Oh.
They say they're doing it as a research project to see just how big of an impact they make on democracy. And if they're really destroying democracy like everyone says they are. And, you know, it's pretty clear in that documentary, they played a role for sure in the last election and the previous election to that one. So look for a message on Facebook or Instagram offering to pay you to log off for a few weeks because that's out there.
Huh.
This is a story.
If they're targeting key people, like people who they know post political stuff, or if, I mean, how are they determining who's going to be asked to?
Well, I don't have that.
That's their
I don't
thing.
Know. That's their thing. Their algorithm stuff. Those algorithms none of us understand.
Yeah.
All right. This is a story as old as time.
Oh. It's love.
Man loves lady. Mm. Lady loves man.
Mm.
Man is told he's the best she's ever had.
Oh.
Big and great and fun.
Oh, boy.
And awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then man and woman break up. Mm. And he's told that he's the smallest she's ever seen.
Yeah. And the worst lay
pathetic.
Ever. Yeah. It happens.
It happens, right.
It is a story.
As old as time.
Tale as old as time.
Right. Where's that song, Brent?
I was lying all the time.
Right.
I had it and it was too late. I closed the program.
Anyway, I guess we're not going to get a story as old as time. Here's the thing. So we've all sort of wondered. I think every guy wonders, you know, going in, is this, am I going to be okay? Are we good? Is this, are you happy? Did that work? Are you, did you? We've heard about that whole, you know, performance thing that, that faking it thing where you're just fooled into believing you did your job.
Yeah.
Well, here is
you have a
lady.
A very fragile ego. You know, we need to make sure you think you did a good job.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Lady. Here is a lady from Australia who has decided she started a service.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be honest about what you're packing.
Oh.
And tell you exactly how you measure up.
Oh, she's... and is she also going to do you? Like, will she know?
Nope.
So
her name
just
is...
take a look and.
Lonnie Pavlovich, she's a 33-year-old woman in Queensland, Australia. She works as a sex instructor and life coach, and she's launched a service where men can send her pictures of themselves, and she'll rate it. She'll tell you, honestly, with no motives at all, how you measure up and what you can do with what you've got to improve the look.
Oh, she's going to give you some advice to...
She'll tell you if
Let's
there
cut
are
that thicket down.
Particular directions that you can come from. I mean, positions you can use is what I meant to say.
To maximize
what you've got.
Efficacy.
Yes, thank you. Oh. Right. She says that it's only $37 for a truthful review of how you look.
So, Vinny, Bryn, are we going to... I'll pay the $37 for each of you.
For us, huh? I don't really feel like we're already kind of coupled up, right?
So. I feel like we should all know, though, how you measure up. Maybe we could have this lady break it down for us on the air. That'd be fun.
If this shelter in place lasts much longer, all the couplings are going to start to unravel in this world.
We're
this is
consciously uncoupling.
I'm a man.
Does it say, Vinny, that you have to be excited for the picture or how?
Oh, I'm sure you. I wouldn't want to be reviewed any other way, would you?
Right. No, exactly. I just was wondering if they had instruction on how to send your shot.
No, it doesn't say, but I have to believe it's got to be there for you to, to, you know. And I think most people are going to go, look, this is my best angle. This is the best possible view I can present.
So they're even going to try and work it in the photo for the lady who's going to be honest. They're going to go, they're going to put a fisheye on there and make it look impressive.
Yes, I would imagine that is going to be the case. Yeah,
next to maybe a there's ruler a or tape measure of sorts.
Oh, maybe. Don't say that. Nobody wants to do
one of those. She wants
one of those fishing tape measures, the ones where each inch is really more like half an inch. That's the one you use.
I don't know what to say anymore, but there's an option for you if you do want a truthful telling of what it is you've got. This sex education lady in Australia will accept your picture and $37 and give you a truthful review.
Well, that's fun. I think you guys should try it.
I don't really have a problem doing it. I do have a problem if she were going to use the photo publicly.
Oh, good Lord. Of course not. And as long as she doesn't have a photo of your face, what's the difference?
I know that I am, as you say, coupled up with someone who's not nearly as outgoing as I am. I don't know the right.
She might not be happy to know that your photos being circulated.
Right. Places. In fact,
she might recognize it somewhere. Like, hey, I think that's my
what
wiener.
What is that doing out there? Yeah, I mean, she's definitely all the nonsense we've been up to all the years on this show, and I've absolutely. She knows that you guys have seen me naked, and she's like, I don't think I could go to work the next day if everyone knew what I looked like. And I'm just like, you are way too uptight, dude. You got to loosen up.
Somebody
but whatever.
Needs to call HR right now.
I don't know what the... Anyway, good luck with you guys as far as sending your, you know, chaunch to this lady. And I hope it goes well. And I hope you all get high reviews.
You got a macho chaunch, baby. Get your chaunch rating. I like it. By the way, chaunch has got to be my favorite word of 2020. I don't know when that came out. It came out right around the time Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus hooked up. That is the word. Oh,
you like
that
using
word.
That, do you? I've been using that word
hilarious.
Forever. I don't know how
I never, in 23 years or 25 years of working with you, I don't think I ever heard chaunch. But I think maybe because it was just, maybe you've used it, and it was just so perfect for that photo. Like, clearly that was a chaunch grab. Like,
yeah.
I love it. I just
that's
got
to be it, because me and Billy have been saying that for I don't know how long. So, anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697, and here's a few of the things you guys, let's see here. Facebook asked me, and I said no. So this has already begun. I'll pay you to deactivate your account. Look at that.
I wonder why they said no.
Well, maybe they want to use their account.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there's plenty of people who love it and are on it daily. And
I'd be happy to deactivate it. I never go on there.
If you think about, for some people, that's their lifeline.
Yes,
you know,
that
if
is
you've
true.
Been sheltered in place and you are sort of working from home and you don't have family in the house, you might be like, I need that.
I wonder too if they're like, also, you know, the Instagram is a Facebook thing. Like, I wonder if it means both. Like, you got to deactivate all the stuff.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
925 says the heat wave has passed as a result of our pool being done. You're welcome, California.
Oh, thank you. Thanks
you
for that.
So much.
Often, right when, you know, one of us gets AC, then it's 60 degrees every day. That's how it works.
Listen
Thank
to Colorado. I actually saw this in the news. Oh, I'm out of time. I can't read this one right now. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the movies. People are going to the movies.
All right.
And more
All
after right. these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.